This is episode number 59 of the Interactive Distractions Podcast for the week of January 12th, 2009. It's time for me to walk. Coming up on today's show, this week's distractions, gaming news. After the break, we come back and jump in the DeLorean and see what we can figure out about 2009. New releases, a little tiny taste of listener email, and the on-the-go question of the week.
Hello and welcome to Interactive Distractions, episode number 59. Yo. My name is Christopher Riccio, and I'm here with Jeff Chorney.
Hey, word up.
And Jason Aestreicher.
I'm confused. He went first?
He did, yeah, he switched it up. That's why he screwed me over for a second. I'm like, what?
Okay. I got to keep you guys on your toes.
I have to queue up my replies here, Chris. You're throwing me off my game.
Hello there.
So how you guys doing? Jason, how you doing?
Oh, me again. Okay. I see how it goes. I'm doing lovely, real lovely. I'm sick and stuff and whatever. Let's just do this.
But you're all trooping right. It out, man.
I'm
but
trooping
you're
here. It out.
You're manning it up?
Yeah, yeah. Give it up to Jason because we can't figure out another day to do this, so he's doing it sick.
I might have to take
the extreme.
Some puking pauses. We'll see.
No.
Dude, I'm so sick of being sick. This sucks. So I'm trying to put a positive spin on it. I'm here and I'm ready to podcast. Let's
Woo-hoo!
Do this.
Yeah.
Go get a rest.
Feel better, man.
Can't wait. This is going to be the best episode ever.
Jeff, what's up?
Not too much. I'm moving in with the girlfriend beginning of February.
Ooh. Awesome.
It's kind of concrete now. So that's kind of cool. Kind of excited. Kind of a little bit nervous at the same time, but hey, whatever.
Have you ever lived with a woman before?
No.
No? Wow.
No.
And you've got a birthday coming up, too.
I do, this weekend. So I guess is this, by the time people listen to this, it would have been yesterday.
Huh? Happy birthday!
Thank you. 30. Crazy.
Day.
Wow, that means all of us are 30.
30.
That means yeah. Jeff's finally going to be old.
Officially old.
Hey, yeah. No, Jeff.
Bought a new TV, though.
Yo. Jeff, yeah. When you're 30 years old, you're still closer to 20 than you are to 40 until you're 31.
That's true. I'll keep that in mind for all of this year.
Chris has been clinging on to that for 3-4 years now.
Yeah, I know. It's too late for me, man. Save yourself!
Run for the hills.
So, Jeff, you bought a TV too, huh?
I did buy a TV.
That's kind of like it was a shared purchase? Like
it was a shared purchase and one that I didn't even have to convince her to share. I was like, Tanya, what do you think we get when we find a place, we go buy a TV? She's like, yeah, perfect. You can pick the TV or whatever and we get a nice, decent sized TV for the apartment. I'm like, cool. So like the day
marry that girl.
You realize like sorry?
Marry that girl.
No shit.
Yeah, exactly. She's like, once we have a place, we can go shopping. So we went shopping and I saw a few that I liked and their sales and stuff like that. And then the next day I'm like, I think I'm going to go to a Future Shop and grab a TV. She's like, okay, well, don't buy anything until you call me first. Just make sure you don't get in over your head. Because I had all these, like, they had this one deal going on for like $19.99. It was a 46-inch Bravia V-Series with a surround sound system and a Blu-ray player, which together is a good deal.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
Tiny's like, do you really need a Blu-ray player? You already have your PS3. I'm like, that's a good point, but the bedroom. Would be nice to have Blu-ray in the bedroom. It's like, surround, don't you already have a surround sound system? I'm like, yeah, but this is like an upgrade. And by itself, it's like $499. She's like, yeah, but you don't need it. I was like, oh.
True,
it starts. But anyway, she was still good with the TV, so I ended up getting a 46-inch Sony Bravia. So
not bad.
That's cool. That's
yeah.
Cool. Yeah.
Don't get it. Pick it up on the first and set everything up. Can't wait.
I can't wait. I'm not even going to see it. I'm just excited.
We're excited for you.
Yeah,
I love making purchases like that. It feels so good.
It's like a new toy. That's the way it works.
Exactly.
Sometimes. You go out in electronics. You go to an electronics store, and it's like a kid in a toy store.
Exactly. That's exactly what it was like. And I know moving day, I'm going to like rush in there and set up the entertainment part up first, and it's going to be and my friends who helped me move playing video games while the
Tanya's moving in the dishes and
the
stuff.
The couches and stuff. Yeah, yeah. Exactly. We'll be sitting on the floor, playing Street Fighter.
Okay, let's hope that doesn't happen.
Yeah, really.
Because we like you two together.
I hope so, too.
All right.
What about you, Chris?
Shit. Wedding planning. That's pretty much it. Work, wedding planning, dieting. I'm trying to lose some weight before the wedding, so there's that going on, and that's about it. I'm starting up my martial arts classes again next week.
Cool. And he's got to look good in his pirate outfit.
Damn right. I got to look good. Got to look good in the pirate outfit.
Is it a pirate ninja wedding?
That would be so cool. I'll be the zombie.
Nice.
David will be the robots.
And Jeff will be the Canadian.
Oh.
Uh-oh.
Ninja Canadian.
Ninja Canadian.
Stripes.
Cool. Well, you know what?
What?
We closed voting for Project MMO. Free MMO.
Yay. We did.
Yeah, we have three winners.
All right, lay it on me.
Lay it on you. Dungeon Runners got the most votes.
Yes! Thank God.
Bling Gnome for the win!
Oh, no, see, you got to buy the $20 like retail copy to get the Bling Gnomes.
Oh, seriously?
Yeah, that kind of sucks.
Defeats the free MMO.
That'll be something that we'll talk about.
Okay. So, second winner was Atlantica. Which was one of your choices, I believe, Jason.
Yeah, cool.
And the other one was Dream of Mirror Online, which actually upsets me a little bit. But that's okay. That's okay.
Oh, that's funny.
I have a feeling that we're going to start with Dungeon Runners. Is that right?
Sure.
Sure, why not?
Or do we want to save that one for last? I don't know. I don't care. Whenever.
How long are we doing this for?
Until the end of January? A week per game.
1 week per game? Which is supposed to be the best one of all three?
That's a good question. We've played Dungeon Runners before, and we know it's good. So
why don't we save that one for last, since you guys have already played it?
All right. So let's go from alphabetical order. Atlantica first.
Cool. Alrighty.
All right. And we'll discuss times, and we'll announce those at the end of the show. Hopefully.
Sounds good.
All right. Cool.
Or we'll post something. We'll see.
Yeah, we'll post something online.
We'll let people know either way.
Yeah.
And either way, never mind. Yeah. Forget it. Who's talking?
I have no idea. Well, cool. Well, let's jump in then. Jason, what's distracting you this week?
Not too much besides kind of laying on the couch and watching TV. So I've been kind of out of it. So I've been putting in a lot of time with my Netflix on my 360, which I absolutely adore. And it's one of those things like with TiVo where I didn't know how I ever lived without it. Now that I have like instant queue Netflix, this is great. I can put whatever the hell I want in there. I mean, provided that, Netflix has it, but...
Right.
Yeah, I've been through, like, three seasons of The Office and A Matter of Days, and I just love it. So, Lisa and I watched, like, two movies yesterday. Aside from that, the only game time that I got in, really, I think, was with Super Stardust HD. Hmm. And a special shout-out to my girl, Mrs. Bitch Big, whose score on Easy... just got obliterated today. Just want to throw that out there. And I will say that it was a nice warm-up. So your score on normal is coming up. Dude, she's been giving me hell for like weeks now.
She has been. It's been bad.
Yeah. So
good for you.
That's about it.
So you beat her on Super the fucking Jason.
Super the fucking Jason mode. She like doubled my score too or something like that. I forget. But, truth be told, I've only played it a couple times, but... Oh, crap, she's listening. So, never mind. Let the score chasing begin.
Yeah. Awesome. What else?
Yeah, that's it.
Wow. You did have a short week, didn't
literally
you?
It. Yeah. No. I played like an hour of Valkyria Chronicles.
Nice. Okay.
And that was cool. It sucks. They give you like skirmish mode now, so I can just go in and battle whenever I want. So I've been neglecting the story, I think. Because you still get experience and gold and stuff for doing skirmishes.
Yeah, exactly. And that's kind of what I'm doing. I'm leveling up my characters and stuff to buy and
to move on,
like buying all their best equipment and stuff.
Yeah, and I've got everything I can upgrade to right now. So I think I've got to go back to the story now in order.
I think you're ahead of me then.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think you're ahead of me now.
Yeah, I've been playing the shit out of that. Like last week, I don't even know if I mentioned it last week. I probably forgot.
You did.
But
I can't.
You mentioned it.
I love all the characters. You know, they put so much time and effort into actually trying to flesh out, the really simple, backstory characters, the third party stuff.
Yeah.
Like I think my favorite dude is the one named Jan, and he's like, "Hey, soldier." I want to join your team. And the best
part...
Why
did that not surprise me at all?
It was so hilarious because the sexual innuendo, he's a lancer. He carries this big lance.
And
he
like destroys tanks. Fucking rocket launcher.
And he wears like makeup and he's got like a short crew cut and he's just totally flaming. But
is it as bad as that? Do you ever play Enchanted Arms?
It's yeah, just like that. He's less dialogue.
Oh my god, that guy was right horrible.
That was funny, though. You couldn't help but to laugh.
I seriously played that game for only an hour because he got on my nerves so much.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
He was so funny.
I think I just laughed. I thought it was hilarious.
We need more gay friends around here to desensitize Chris.
Yeah.
It has nothing to do with that. It's just like they were overly obnoxious, you know?
Yeah. Overly stereotypical.
I've had gay friends. It's not that big of a deal, but when they make them that obnoxious, it's just, it's bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Can't wait to work under you.
Wouldn't behind you be more funny?
Oh, God. Next.
All right, this is all kinds of wrong. Next.
Jeff.
Me? Oh,
what are you playing?
You know what? I haven't been playing much. Like, same stuff as last week, man. Nothing's new. I did receive... a copy of Mirror's Edge in the mail because I did win a bet with somebody on another forum on GLF.
Oh, what bet might that be?
I made a little bet that Gears of War 2 would outsell Resistance 2 by at least 1 million in the month of November. I thought it was a sucker bet, personally. He took it, and I got a copy of Mirror's Edge.
Yeah, originally he was going to get a copy of Resistance 2, but he went out and bought that already.
Yeah, I couldn't help it. I'm like, I need to get Resistance 2. The bet was I was going to buy him Gears of War 2, and he was going to buy me Resistance 2, depending on how the bet went. But he did he did man up, and he actually sent me a copy of Mirror's Edge, so I haven't got into that yet. I'm actually going to save it till I get the new TV. But
cool.
Yeah, I've been playing a lot of MotorStorm Pacific Rift. I've played that like three or four races here or there. Really good. I recommend anyone who played the first one. This one blows it out of the water. So, if you liked it, go for it. Call of Duty World of War. Kind of trekking...
Did you buy that?
Yeah, I talked about it last week too, you douche.
Yeah.
I don't remember last week.
Fucking jerk store.
Did you play Zombie Mode?
I remember this morning.
I know, I haven't yet. I'm trekking through the... Because you have to unlock Zombie Mode.
Oh.
Well, if you want to host the game, you have to unlock it. Like, if someone else on, like, your friends list has Zombie Mode open, you can join their game, but we haven't played that yet. So I'm going through the single-player mode. I like it. It's just like Call of Duty 4 in terms of the way the levels are set up and how there's kind of, like, spawning enemies and stuff like that, which is cool because it's a lot of fun in the game. It's just gorgeous. The lighting is unbelievable.
Really?
But I'm down with... I think they're saying on one of some other podcasts last week, it might have been 1UP actually, rest in peace, but they're saying how, like, basically Activision is pretty much whoring out Call of Duty, bringing it out once a year, and we don't need the game once a year, yeah. And that's how I feel kind of about World of War. Like, it's a great game, but if they waited one more year to release it, I think I would enjoy it that much more.
Mm-hmm.
Still like it, though. I still think it's one of the best shooters of the year. I just feel like it didn't have a long enough break between Call of Duty 4 and that. But
gotcha.
And, of course, Stable Street Fighter. So play that. I had a dream about Street Fighter 4, but I don't think that counts as playing it.
Just I want to hear it.
Yeah.
I want to hear it.
There's not much to it, really. I just literally dreamt that I picked up Street Fighter 4 and we're playing it at my buddy's place, and there's all these weird characters in it besides all the regular Street Fighter characters. Huh. Who's the character's name in purple? He's like purple with a beard. Gen. I've never used him before in any one of the games before, and I was using him because I thought he was, like, really cool, and he had this, like, weird move that was, like, he basically shot bullets out of his hand, but you could spread it from, like, straight and then to upright, so it was, like, really, really cheap because no one could ever get to you.
Wow.
Yeah, it was fucked up.
Careful what you say. Capcom might be listening and stealing your ideas.
God, I hope not. But, yeah, that's pretty much it, man. I've had a pretty boring week. Not boring, just nothing new, nothing exciting, really.
That's all right.
Cool.
Yeah, what about you, Chris?
I'm mostly in the same boat with you guys. I mean, 360, I played some more Fallout 3. I really want to finish up my second playthrough before we do the special at the end of the month.
I got to finish my first. Sorry for interrupting. But, yeah, that's something I told myself, like, in the next week, I got to go full out Fallout 3 till at least I beat the game once before we do that.
Yeah, same here.
PS3, more Rock Band, you know, and that's That's a becoming a staple at this point. Practicing more hard on drums. So
cool.
I'm really enjoying the hell out of that. PSP. Well, ever since Scott got Jeanne d'Arc, that's all he talks about while he's at work. So he like IMs me. He's like, dude, Jeanne d'Arc's so awesome. And now I have to play it all the time. So especially considering he's almost caught up to me already. So I'm like, all right.
Oh, really?
Start playing it again. It's fine. Something I just played before we started recording for about an hour. I played the demo for Pure Solar. I don't know if you guys know what this is. Or if I'm even saying it right, but that's the way it's spelled out. Pure Solar.
Okay.
It's a Genesis game that's coming out this year.
What?
They have a group of like Genesis fans that are, you know, getting together, and they put together a traditional style Japanese RPG for the Genesis, and they are actually going to release it. It's going to be, you know, in full cart plus, you know, music and data CD. So the way it works is if you have a Sega CD as well, you can put the CD and the cart in, and you'll get the CD, the upgraded CD quality sound effects and music. So yeah, they had a little demo, you know, you could download the ROM and you have to download an emulator. But it's pretty cool. You know, it's very traditional style RPG. The demo's about an hour long. You get three characters in your party, and each one has their own little their own specialty. Like your main character is like your warrior, of course, where most of the stuff he does is melee, and then you have your healer who also kind of doubles as the ranger character because she has a bow, and then the techie guy that also does spells, it's very traditional. It's overhead pretty much, very colorful. Graphically, it's about, I would say it's early Genesis quality.
Like Phantasy Star 2, not 4.
I wouldn't even put it up to Phantasy Star 2, because Phantasy Star 2 is pretty damn good. But, you know, it's in that between phase of like the 8-bit and the 16-bit. That's kind of where it is. Like Sword of Vermillion. There you go. That's it's not that style
graphics.
So
it looks like ass. Cool.
But the sound is great. You know, the music is great. The way they laid out the menus and stuff, all that kind of needs some work. But, you know, they did a really good job. And it's like a Genesis fan community made game. And, it was fun to play. The story is this, the beginning of the story is like this, a family, and it's a mother, a father, and the son. And the son is the main character. Mm-hmm. And the father is in bed dying. And the mother is waiting for the doctor to show up, who's in another town somewhere. And she needs these herbs to make a potion to make, like, hopefully he'll hold on until the doctor gets back.
Are the herbs up in the mountains just north of the town?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
The herbs are in
I was going to say, it goes to the cave.
Yeah, it's in a cave.
Guarded by a troll.
But, That's pretty much what it is. It's in a cave guarded by this weird alien looking thing. But, and she of course says, no, don't go. And you decide to defy her because you're a little emo 16-year-old. And you get a couple party members and you go in, and it's, you know, old school Final Fantasy style. And that's how
I can
it
dig
works.
It. That's so cool.
But, it was pretty fun. I think it's coming out, like they said, by May. And it's like $35 for the CD, the cart,
and the cart,
and like box and poster and like the instruction manual and all that. And I think I'm gonna buy it. You know, if anything, just to support what these guys are doing, because it's
pretty cool.
Yeah, it's fantastic that they're actually doing this, and I actually envy them a lot for doing stuff like this.
And this will work on any Genesis.
Yeah, it sounds like they're doing it for, to work on any Genesis, and you can actually, on the order form, they let you choose, what language to use as well, and I think they're going to be having it localized for many different languages. So, yeah, I mean, they're putting a lot of effort into it, and I have no problem
really
supporting
cool.
people that are going to do that, so, you know, props to them.
Indeed.
Yeah.
That is cool.
Yeah. But, that's about it. I mean, I just played that, like, literally before we started. And, you know, besides that, I haven't been playing a whole lot, so.
You know what I am doing right now that's actually taking forever? I'm actually downloading this month's edition of Core.
Core, yeah.
Yeah, it's so killer.
Finally. Oh, yeah. What's in it?
It's all Killzone 2 stuff, Street Fighter 4 stuff, and Fear 2 demo, but that might not be actually released like next week or something like that, apparently. And there's something else in there. I remember just reading, I was like, holy crap, that is a lot of cool stuff, finally. But the problem is, it's been stuck on zero for almost half an hour now. Insert percentage
well, you are downloading something while you're trying to have a conversation on Skype.
Well, this is before. I started downloading before this.
Oh, okay.
It was at zero. Sometimes it does that, though. It'll say zero, then I'll come back upstairs like half an hour later. It'll be like complete or like at like 70%. But yeah, it was at zero for a good 20 minutes. I just came down. I don't know what it's at now, but.
Yeah. My understanding.
People, stop downloading Core.
Download. Yes. I mean, it just got released today, right? So there's got to be a ton of people downloading it.
Yeah, true.
I'll get it tomorrow or something.
Meh.
Cool. All right, Jeff.
What?
Hello. Your show, man. News.
News? Oh, shit, we do have news this week, don't we?
Inform us.
Okay.
Keep us in the know.
Fill us in on what's going on in the gaming industry.
Big news. Huge news. Sad news.
Oh, I know where you're going.
Yeah. 1UP, EGM, all as if Dave was actually bought by UGO. And when this was announced, I think early on, I think it was Tuesday. And they said, yeah, you know what, we're looking forward to working with all the great people at 1UP and EGM and all this stuff. And they were like, okay, it's not too bad. Later on that day, huge layoffs. Basically, everybody from 1UP was pretty much cut. EGM shut down. I think all but four people stayed or was allowed to stay. Everyone else had to go. That means like Shane Bettenhausen.
Yeah, Shane
Phil
had
Kolar,
to go.
Nick
Milky
Shudner,
had to go.
Milky got kicked out. Actually, Shane actually left. He didn't get laid off.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, according to his blog, he left. There's only a few that got to stay who I guess got absorbed by the company. And that's, and EGM gone after how many, 20 years or so? Maybe a little bit less than that.
A little less than 20, yeah. Right around
less
there.
Than 20.
That's, it was 89 to 2009, and it's just now the beginning of 2009. So you can figure probably, almost 20 years. And you know what really gets me, EGM not being around sucks, of course. But what really gets me is that they killed the 1UP show and they killed 1UP Yours.
Yep.
And I think they killed EGM, not EGM Live, 1UP FM, right?
Yeah, they killed all the podcasts are gone.
Phil Kohler got the axe too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And, geez,
that's the thing, 1UP.
Because that's like the 1UP show and 1UP Yours. Those are the first two video/podcasts that I started listening to, and they're what really
Same
got
here.
Me into it. You know, I mean, they had high quality production value, and it's just I was baffled by this. I was like floored by it.
Yeah, and EGM, actually, I think GamePro might have been the first gaming mag I was into back when I was a kid. But once EGM was released, once I got an EGM, it was like no turning back. It's like EGM all the way.
Yeah.
And now they're gone.
That's a shame.
Well, I mean, on the flip side, there's bound to be like several like rock star groups that are going to get together. So I'm really excited to see what kind of projects are going to come out of this. So
I heard that,
I doubt it'll take long before we start seeing these guys again.
Oh, one of the rumors is that Bettenhausen had a gig at Naughty Dog.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah, that's one of the rumors. And there's a couple other rumors that he was like Game Informer and a couple other things, but you know, I think Naughty Dog would be a great place for him because, you know, he's a Sony fanboy and all. So,
yeah, they'll all find somewhere. It's not all doom and gloom. Like good at what they did. So,
and they're friends with Giant Bomb too. So, I mean, they've got hopefully a couple of them will have a shoe in that way. I'm sure they'll be fine. It's just that it's still a piece of what it kind of feels like a piece of what we are because we a lot of us, all three of us, listen to those shows, and now they're gone. It's like, well,
every
that's
single one
fucked up, I don't know how to even explain the way it's how much it's annoying me, but
it's
whatever.
Shocking. It's end of an era. It's I'm still kind of stunned and it has not sunk in yet.
No,
I know that
when it did kind of sink in is when James Milkey posts on his blog the cover of the last EGM
that's going to
be hitting stores in a couple weeks, I guess.
Yeah, the February
the cover,
right?
Is it? Yeah, it's the February cover, but it'll be come out in January. It'll come out.
Are you sure? Is it actually coming out in stores?
Is it not coming out in stores?
I don't think it is. Yeah, I don't think. Like, they had some proofs of it, but I think they're going to release it digitally on the EGM site, which is pretty
cool. Okay, that'd still be all right, though. That'd still be cool. But the cover is actually Street Fighter 4, and I think this is really, really fitting because when Street Fighter 2 came out, that was like all the rage and everything, and they covered Street Fighter like no one else did, and they had Street Fighter on the cover for how long? And that period of time for me was when I remember most about gaming. Like, I just remember Street Fighter owning my life. EGM was like right there, and for them to end it with Street Fighter is just kind of like, it was almost like it was meant to be. But
yeah,
it's meh. EGM,
thanks for bumming us all out, Chorney.
Sorry, man.
That's our show for today. We're going to go cry in the corner.
Let's pour one out for all the EGMers.
All right, let's move on to the better news. Do you have better news? Please tell me you do.
I do have some better news. I got there's this game, Thunder Force 6. We talked about it actually a long time ago how they're making the sequel to 5, as well as a RPG game called Soma Bringer. Chris, if that's right or wrong, I don't know. You might know better than I do. But apparently, X-Working Designs, I guess he's the owner or president or what's his name? Is Victor Ireland.
Mm-hmm.
He's his company now, Gaijin Works. Yep, they might bring that over to North America.
Chris, take it away.
Yeah, exactly.
Chris is just like chomping at the bit.
No, he's ready to talk about this. I mean, you pretty much covered it. He popped up on NeoGAF all of a sudden and said, hey, we're going to make an announcement in a month or two. And there's just rumors floating around about what kind of announcement it could be. And considering, I mean, most people are making these assumptions based on what Working Designs did in the past. And, you know, Working Designs put out Thunder Force 5 under the Spaz name. So that's why that one's on there. And everybody knows that they love to localize Japanese RPGs that weren't getting any
quirky love. Japanese stuff. Yeah, stuff that would no one else would touch.
So I'm super excited about this. I cannot wait to hear what they say they have in store. I'm really excited.
Like, yeah. I haven't played.
Well, you know me. I'm a Working
time.
Designs fanboy. So
a little bit.
Just a little bit.
I only have every game they've ever made. It's fine.
It's quite the collection, actually. They haven't released anything in a while, then, I guess. Well, I've never even heard of that.
A long time.
Publisher at all. So is this new?
Gaijin Works has not worked. They haven't released anything.
So this would be the first that they did.
Yeah, this would be the first game. It was one of those things. If you actually go to their website, it's just the logo, and that's it. It's the logo and like the webmaster address, and that's it. So they have not. I mean, Victor hasn't done anything. He hasn't even said anything about the gaming industry until this, since Working Designs shut down. Yeah.
Cool.
He's been on hiatus for the past 3 or 4 years.
Well, hey, other hiatus. Mass Effect, we like that game. We love
that
game.
Oh, I love that game.
I think
it got our game of the year last year, wasn't it?
Game of the year last year. That's right. Mm-hmm. Two, we haven't heard anything of. Haven't heard a peep, actually, from BioWare. We haven't even heard of that new DLC that they pretty much promised back in the day. We got the one little piece, but we're expecting more. They came out and said that their Mass Effect 2 is going to, in some way, shape, or form, going to be a GDC. They're going to be at some kind of keynote. They're going to be explaining the level design in Mass Effect 2. So I guess kind of goes hand in hand that Mass Effect 2 will probably be announced at GDC as well.
It's going to be a short keynote, I guess.
Why do you say that?
Level design's a little light.
Oh, level design, yeah, exactly. Yeah. Cut and paste here. Yeah. Drag this hallway here. Click on the blue, change to red. Go. Change desert to snow.
Use the same building in each planet.
They actually came out and said that they want to actually make better levels, and they want to make it, unlike the first one, less cookie cutter. And they also said that they are still looking to bring out DLC in the future for Mass Effect 1. So hopefully we'll see that.
They have 200 points
left.
That
would be kind of cool. Exactly. Exactly. I still need to play through that again. I promised myself I would. I need to do that too.
Yeah.
This is the drought I should be doing all this stuff in. But
so, well, I'm going to save that. Never mind. I'm going to save that.
What?
I was going to say something about Mass Effect 2, but I'm going to save it for when we talked about predictions.
Oh, but I have a prediction for it too.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's probably the same thing. But
probably.
Anywho, another sequel, Killzone 2. We're all looking forward to that. At least I am. I don't know about you guys.
I
know
am.
You guys are, even though you're not big shooter fans. If you guys pre-order your copy of GameStop, you can get a early Killzone 2 demo.
Hey.
The way... Sorry, what?
Who? We were rejoicing.
We were cheering, that's all.
No. I was talking. I couldn't really hear you. It goes back to our whole thing where we had actually a feature about how this is kind of like... We kind of don't agree with the way these demos are being given out. Like, hey, you can get our demo, but you have to pay for the game first. Which, I don't... At least I don't agree with personally.
Yeah,
hey,
it's pretty ridiculous.
We're all, let's be honest. We're all going to buy Killzone 2 anyway.
Yeah.
Wouldn't hurt to get a demo a little bit early. I think online is also doing it as well. I think if you do it online, you actually get a code to download the demo. And then if you go to retail GameStop, which apparently is only GameStop, you'll get a actually disc with the demo on it. So, yeah.
I try not to give GameSpot business or GameStop business. So, I don't know. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, I might just have wait. A demo Killzone 2 could be one of those games where I just don't want to play early.
Yeah, because you don't want to be... you don't want anything ruined for you.
Yeah, I want to have that like new game kind of experience from the get-go.
New game smell.
Yeah, Halo 2 had an opportunity to play the game early because my friend got an R version of the French version that leaked like a good 2 weeks before it came out. And you teased me about it. I'm like, nope, I'm not going to see it. And I actually didn't. So let me try to do the same with this.
Good for you. You're a strong man.
I am a strong man, except for when it comes to flying when I'm a big pussy. But if you want to keep your... if you want to keep your mind off flying, if you're afraid of flying like someone like me, airports are going to start having vending machines that sell DSs and its games. So,
I
you know,
saw
if you're
that.
Swimming, if you're thinking, I'm going to be bored, got a long flight ahead of me, I'm just going to plunk down $100 and pick up a DS and some games.
They already
do that. Isn't that being put up by Best Buy?
Could be.
Let me take a look. Could be. Maybe not. Maybe.
I'm pretty sure it is.
Have you guys seen them? I haven't seen them in...
This is not a first type thing. I have seen, lots of electronic vending machines. You know, headphones and iPods and DSs and PSPs.
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
really?
Sony's been doing it for a while. I know I've seen...
I've seen those PSPs game things where you can win, like, DSs and stuff, but...
Mm-hmm. Hmm. No, these are actual, vending machines. I think they have one at the mall here. Like, it's at Dillard's or JCPenney or something like that.
Oh,
it's
weird. Nice. I haven't seen that. But
there you go.
I'll have to look around.
Nothing new.
Cool, kind of cool to have a game
though.
There.
Yeah,
it's a good
true.
Idea, though. I mean, a lot of people just... Yeah. I mean, a lot of people hit the bookstore real hard when they get on a flight. So, you know, why not have a vending machine with some portable games in it?
Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Yeah, increase the incredible market share that DS has already.
Yeah.
Well, you remember our friends back at PETA?
We're
a fan of Cooking
How
Mama.
Are they doing?
Yeah.
I haven't talked to them since Christmas.
Did they like the vegetarian Cooking Mama?
Did they like it? I don't know whether or not they liked it or not. Is there actually a vegetarian Cooking Mama, or are you just pulling
out
of shit?
That was stop the last news story that we had about PETA. It was the fact that they wanted a vegetarian Cooking Mama because all the cooking.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Then you said, did they like it? I'm like, fuck, did I miss something? Did it actually come out? Fuck.
I'm just pulling your leg, Jeff. Keep going.
Okay. Well, no, they didn't like Cooking Mama, but they gave Fable 2 an award for the most animal friendly video game. And
the most animal friendly video
animal
game.
Animal friendly. And, you know, it does have dogs and animals and stuff in it, and your dog's cool. But the reason they gave it this isn't because of your pet dog.
What?
It's because when you eat tofu or vegetables, it gives you more, say, positive characteristics to your character. And when you have tofu, it's just as powerful as when you eat meat or, you know, other counterparts.
So if you have tofu, it gives you good karma.
Exactly, and you know, eat the celery and it makes you thinner. But if you eat meat, you get fat. So that deserved the most animal-friendly video game award.
Oh my god!
Yet you're slaughtering like wolves and stuff and things like that.
And if you're evil, when you walk into a town, everybody kicks your dog.
Also true.
Well, I'm sure Peter Molyneux is, you know, having this framed and put above his mantle as we speak, but what do you guys think?
Who
gives a shit?
Gives a shit.
That's right.
That's the stupidest award I've ever heard, especially coming from PETA.
Wow.
Well, hey, Fable 2 takes take-home game of the year from X-Play and gets most animal-friendly video game from PETA. Which one do you think you're going to value more?
PETA can die a happy man.
Screw X-Play. It got an award from PETA. I'm buying it.
That's right.
Okay. Now it's time for a break.
Yes.
It is. Much needed.
All right, so
like
when
no
we come back.
In that first segment.
Come
on.
What's that?
I need a Sparks.
Oh, no.
What are we doing when we come back? Predictions for 2009.
That's
new
right.
releases.
It's going to be exciting.
And new question of the week. And maybe if we have listener email, I don't know if we do or not. But,
we'll see.
Yeah, we'll see. And we'll do that after we come back, right after this.
Sounds good. It's time for your wake-up.
Hey, hey, everyone. My name's Dale Coolis, and I am host of the podcast On Tap, found on the VGEVO Podcast Network or on our new website at ontappodcast.com. And our podcast is a video game alternative podcast. You know, there's a ton of other awesome podcasts that cover the latest happenings of the industry well. So what we do is we focus on reviews, retro reviews, roundtable discussions, and we even make sure to talk about a lot of the dreaded pile of video game movies. If you want to give your iPod or other audio device of your choice something different to listen to, check us out. Look for us on the VGEVO Podcast Network or on tappodcast.com. Thanks.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
You are welcome. How are you feeling, Jason? You feeling up to this?
Great. Actually, food kind of smells good, but
that's always a good
making
sign.
A cake out,
that is a good
out,
sign.
Out there.
That's always
so
a
I'm
good
like,
sign.
Mmm, cake. However, my stomach still say, you are a fucking idiot. No. No.
All right. Well, we'll try and get through this quickly so you can go get some rest.
Yeah. Home stretch, buddy. Home stretch.
Yeah, there you go.
Sweet.
So today we're doing predictions for 09.
Yeah.
And to start that out, I think we should pass it off to Jason to do emails.
My show, we didn't get too many emails. I think everybody, we didn't give people a lot of time because we kind of released
That's
a little
true.
Late. So yeah. Sorry about that.
Yeah.
Sorry, our fault.
Let's start off with this email from Jack Bauer. He says, Sony. Jack Bauer's 2009 predictions split up into a simple list. It looks pretty simple.
Okay.
All right. So Sony, a new slim model of the PS3.
Oh.
An official price cut. I could see that.
Yeah.
Europe to get a version of the video store.
Well, I hope so.
I think that's inevitable. Yeah. Software-based backwards compatibility. Fingers
on my list.
Crossed.
Yeah.
Yeah. Investment in a better advertisement team. Zaku.
Good luck with that one.
That's one of my predictions is he goes back to Q-Day sometime this year. He's going to get fired or something. He's not listening. He doesn't like our show. He likes coffee, though. The next one is home to stay in beta. Damn it, that was one of mine. Sony to give PSP a similar homebrew system to Apple's App Store. That could be really cool.
That could be really cool. That's a good idea.
So not going to happen. God, I would love it, though. Microsoft, another new fixed cured of the Red Ring model released. New fixed model to get Red Ring. New controller with improved D-pad. Xbox Live to go free.
Ooh.
Those are big ones. They have actually released a new controller. It was a limited D-pad, edition, yeah, with a fixed D-pad. We'll never
see that.
Well,
that was that one that was in Europe that had like that only came with a soccer game or something.
Yeah. I think we will see it here. I just don't think it'll be announced. I think they'll secretly put it in there.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
We shall see.
That's going to
be my quote of the night. We shall see.
We shall see.
I suck at predictions.
Maybe it won't.
He's got a couple more categories here. For Nintendo, still no storage solution, just bigger memory stick support. I can see that.
Mm-hmm.
More shovelware. Plenty more games aimed at life improvement. All right. Under the
Fortune
developers.
Fortune Teller DS.
Developers category. Activision to release a minimum of 7 more Guitar Hero games.
Oh, that's likely.
Can't
fucking
wait.
Activision.
EA to drop the Need for Speed series and become the new kings of gaming. Whoa. Weren't they? What?
I can see them dropping the Need for Speed series. It hasn't been doing very well lately.
Aren't they already
the games
kind of
have
the
been
new
good. How
kings?
Have they been selling, though?
I don't know. That's a good question. I have to look that up, but yeah, I heard that the last Need for Speed didn't do well at all.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
All my brother friends love the game.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
I love that shit.
You play that Need for Speed? No, man. Sorry.
Did have Maggie Q in it, and she is hot.
It did.
Let's see what else we got. More original games not selling well and rubbish sequels to dominate the charts. Let's hope not.
That's likely.
Metal Gear Solid 4 to stay exclusive.
I didn't even think about that, actually. But
oh, that's a hot he's topic. Got one more. Under the other category, he says, 24 Season 7 to be totally the fucking awesomest.
I agree!
I might actually agree with that one. Since they bombed so bad with 6, they have no choice. They took
well,
a year off.
I mean, this isn't a show about 24, but I do like the direction that they're going with this. If you saw Retribution, it does look like a very different direction for 24. So I look forward to seeing it.
Are they still doing the 24 shows,
yeah.
hour a piece? Okay.
Yeah,
no, they kind of stopped doing that with, like, I don't know, I'd say like season 3.
Really?
No, they didn't.
Yeah.
Every season has been 24 episodes long.
Well, I know it's been 24 episodes, but I mean, the first two seasons they played it, like, every hour of the episode was like an hour in real time.
Yeah, and that's the way they've been doing it the whole time.
I don't know. Go back and watch some of the old ones. Like, before they used to not do cuts where you'd see, like, Jack Bauer doing something, then they'd go to another screen and go back, and he'd be just finishing up what he was finishing before. Or, you know what I mean?
No.
I don't know. I got the impression after, like, season, like, 3, they kind of said, screw the whole, let's make it, like, real-time thing and just have 24 episodes. We'll just call it 24.
Okay. No, they still do it all in real time. They still do it all in real time. If you watch Retribution, it's a 2-hour like little mini movie, and it takes place in 2 hours in the show, in real time in the show. So,
I can
still do it that way.
Yeah,
I agree.
Cool.
Maybe
thank you, Jack Bauer, for all your wonderful predictions.
Predictions. We will comment
some
on
of which
some
I
of them
agree
later.
With.
I'm sure.
Mm-hmm. Let's see what else we got. No more emails.
I want to make a comment. Sorry?
Go ahead.
I just want to make a comment on Home. It is not a beta. Once you start paying, once you start charging for something, it's no longer a beta.
I agree with that. It's not.
It is.
They have the
beta so they can. Sorry?
They have beta on there just so they can cover their ass if it starts blowing up in their face. Which it did. And they said, it's just a beta. No, it's not just a beta.
No, it's not. If it's just a beta, stop charging me for shit that wasn't being charged in the closed beta. Thank you very much.
Well, it's stuff that wasn't there in the closed beta in general.
No, the clubhouses were there, and you didn't have to pay for them.
Oh.
And now you do.
Huh.
Really?
And like the big houses and stuff like that. Yeah, if you're
in
the closed beta, you got those for free.
Oh.
What about like the Red Bull one? Is that still free?
That's all free, yeah.
Okay.
But all the clothes and stuff and all that kind of stuff, they're charging for it. No longer beta.
Yeah,
I can't think of a beta that made you have to pay for it. Something.
Yeah, anyway. I agree.
Let me shoot into a voicemail here.
Ooh, voicemail.
Yeah. At some point.
What's up, guys? This is Spoiler Alert from VG Evo.
What is up?
Some quick 09 predictions I wanted to give you guys. Won't take up too much time. Overall, from the fallout of the recession and all these massive layoffs, one of the main things we're going to see is a lot of these let-go little developers and everything kind of group up in these teams of three to ten developing teams and everything. And you're going to see these guys making little games since last year we saw the start of all these independent games. Mm-hmm. And I really do believe it's these smart individual thinkers. They're the ones that are going to shine this year. So expect to see in 09 be the year of independent games. Absolutely. I also expect to see two more really greatly advertised exercise titles, one from the PS3 and one from the Xbox, to really try to capture this workout market that we just started, because the other two consoles are getting none of that, and they really should, and I think they're going to try to tackle it this year. At E3, expect to see a teaser for the next Metal Gear, because Kojima Productions just love, they love E3, and they always, always want to surprise us. And I think, especially with Kojima starting two extra projects, no mm-hmm. one's expecting a Metal Gear pop up. And, you know, look to see that. One that hopefully we won't see, but don't expect to see three games released in 09. Final Fantasy 13, Gran Turismo 5, yep. and Alan Wake. At least not yeah, in America. Yeah. You're not going to see them out this year.
I would agree with that.
Probably not. And my long shot for 2009, for Sony to have any chance to catch up with our competition, with the Xbox, with the Wii, we're going to see Sony issue a new SKU for the PS3 that's going to be priced under $300. That's just the only way they can do it. They need a cheap system, and that's the only way they're going to really catch up, so hopefully they can build a system cheap enough. So, anyway, I'm not going to take too much guys' time. Y'all take care. Great podcast. Y'all be good. Have a great night, guys.
Later. Bye. Thanks.
Take it easy.
Sweet.
That's our local buddy.
That was good email.
Yeah. That we have not met yet.
Like a good voice, but we will soon.
Mm-hmm. Well, y'all better go meet him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey.
We're all about meeting people.
Totally should. Yeah, hey there.
Y'all, hey there. Right there.
What do you guys think?
Some good ones in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree with
smaller
the price
let-go devs grouping up to make games.
Oh, this is tough because that's we are tough. In a recession. So, and I agree with, I think Jack Bauer said it, you know, we're going to see a lot of shovelware this next year because nobody's going to want to take a lot of risks, and it's tough for people, independent studios, to kind of, you know, get funding and get on their feet in something like this.
Exactly. If we do see independent developers doing something on PS2 or Wii first, just to kind of get like a bankroll kind of thing.
Could be.
Be safe.
Yeah. I think we're going to see
like downloadable titles from them.
I hope so.
You know, I think that's where they're going to go. They're going to put a lot of effort into these small, like, bite-sized games that we can buy, and hopefully, you know, we'll see a lot more, selection out there on PSN and on Xbox Live.
Good, and I hope so. Yeah, because I'm a big supporter of DLC anyway, so I would love to see that.
Well, I just like the smaller independent studios. I like to show my love for them. So,
mm-hmm. What else did he have in there?
He had two more exercise games for PS3 and 360.
I see that for sure. That's definitely gonna happen. I don't think it's gonna come necessarily from Microsoft or Sony.
Oh, really?
It's gonna come from a third party, but I'll definitely see it.
Yeah.
Well, it's
Microsoft might, because they're all like Me Too right now.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah, they are very like, literally. Me Too right now. But Sony already has something in place that they can use for that. They could use the PSI for that.
Yeah.
Oh, they've been trying that.
Yeah, and it hasn't worked, but it doesn't stop them anyway.
Yeah.
What else did he have? Final Fantasy 13, GT5, Alan Wake, not coming this year. I agree.
True.
Disagree with some of
really?
Those.
You think
on which one?
GT is going to be here, right?
I think Final Fantasy 13 is going to make it here in the U.S., in North America.
In 09?
That's in 09, yeah. I think they're gonna be working on the localization around the same time while they're just polishing up like the versions gets early start. I think it's gonna come out within months of the Japanese one. Or within the same month. I think that's one of my off the wall predictions for 09, but hey.
If they do, it's gonna be late in the season.
No, it'll be like late December.
Yeah.
It'll be like
the 27th. I don't know, late. I mean, if they go for a fourth quarter, it'll be, you know, before Christmas, but
I don't even know if it'll be that, but
I don't know.
I don't think we're gonna see it. I guess we'll see.
Well, I think we will.
Well, you know the demo. The demo in Japan is supposed to be coming out pretty soon, right? Mm-hmm. The one that comes with what is it? The Blu-ray of.
That comes out here too, though, doesn't it?
I don't know. I haven't heard it announced here yet, but I heard it was coming out in Japan on the Blu-ray for Advent Children, right?
Yep.
Is that right?
Yeah. Okay.
And speaking of Blu-ray, I do think that Sony's going to need a price cut to remain, you know, really in the race.
Agreed.
Because
they have to.
I got to say, nobody gives a shit about Blu-ray.
Yeah.
You know, and less than a 10% adoption rate.
I won't say nobody gives a shit about it. Nobody gives a shit about it until they have it.
Right.
Yeah.
So, exactly. But no one's going to say, oh, well, this has a Blu-ray, so I'm going to buy it. No, they're not going to do that until they have it.
Yeah.
They have two options. They have drop the price, or the games that come out next year have to be like
tangibly different than games you can play on a 360. Mm-hmm. Like, if Killzone 2 totally blows every 360 game you've ever seen out of the water, then they have justification to keep the price at that, because,
yeah,
if they're not going to take out the Blu-ray, or they're not, obviously they're not going to take out the Blu-ray, that's impossible. But if, unless they do that and show consumers why they should be paying the extra money besides just for Blu-ray, then they have no choice but to at least get it at the same price as 360.
Yeah, they have to do that.
I think so.
That was about it for him.
What about price cut on titles? You want to discuss that more? Because I think that's certainly...
That was one of the things that came up in the news recently, right?
Yeah,
That they were talking about bringing them down to 50 again?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't think it'll happen across the board, but I think you might see more $50 games pop up here and there.
Yeah, I agree with that.
You know? Yeah. But it's not going to be across the board. Definitely not.
No.
Indeed.
Agreed.
Should we go through Jack Bauer's real quick? Because we didn't really do that. Sure. We didn't touch on the ones he did. Slim model PS3. That's the new SKU, kind of like what Spoiler Rage said.
Not gonna happen.
Yeah, I don't think it is either. It won't be a slim model. They might have a new SKU.
They have to start making money off the console before they can redesign it.
Yeah.
Official price cut. They have redesigned it pretty recently, and they got the cost down a little bit. But I mean, it's still they're still losing money on it. So.
Yeah, they're still losing about what $50 on it each one.
Something like that.
I don't know.
Price cut. I hope so.
Definitely. Yeah.
They have to. I mean, there's no choice now. I would expect them. I would hope that they would actually do it before Killzone came out. But I don't know if that's going to happen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just don't think they will. Because if they were going to jump in the water and be like, hey, we're going to take a hit even more on consoles, they would have done that before the holiday.
Yeah.
Because I mean, Killzone's out in February. They would be like, hey, you know what? Let's just do it. Get the holiday season. Drop. Sell more consoles.
Yeah.
I could see it maybe like in the spring, maybe.
I was going to say, yeah, it's kind of a long year, so.
Software-based backwards compatibility?
I'd love to see it. I don't see it, though.
Sorry, Jason?
They're still supporting the PS2. You know, until we see that go away, I don't think there's going to be much emphasis put on, you know.
Yeah, I don't think it will be at all, either.
I think we'll hear mention of it.
Yeah.
I think we'll hear mention of it. I don't think we'll actually see it, though.
Yeah.
I would like an initiative. Like, I'd like them to start it, you know, even if it's just, you know, some titles here and there, just a little trickle. That's fine.
It'd be nice.
Yeah, I'd love to see it happen.
Everyone blew up when 360 wasn't going to be backwards compatible with some games. It was going to be software was a big thing. And then they had these little updates, and then I haven't heard shit about those in how long.
Yeah.
And no one's making a stink about them anymore because people are actually getting games now. Because the big thing was when 360 came out, there wasn't too many great games to buy right away. So people wanted to play their Xbox games.
Yeah.
But now the games are out there, so... People are like, meh, want to play Xbox games? I'll hook up my Xbox.
Yeah, good point.
Let's see. Home to be in beta. We talked about that. Invest in better advertising team. I don't know about that. They need to revamp that entire team.
Yeah.
PSP, smaller homebrew system, like the Apple's App Store.
Fingers crossed.
That would be cool, man. I never thought about it, but that would be cool.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see, Microsoft to release a new console that is supposed to fix the Red Ring of Death.
I have that. I think the 360 Slim is going to be announced this year.
Really?
93. Yeah. Because they're already making money on the console.
Yeah, they are.
They have to be working on a permanent fix of the Red Ring of Death. And I think at this point, at like say summer, late summer before the holidays, we're going to hit the saturation point where just sales totally level off, and to get more people to jump it up, then you're going to have to do another little bit of a price drop, redesign, like slimmer design, boom, market for holiday.
Yep, that would be a good idea for them.
Mm-hmm.
What else do we have? New fixed model doesn't... It actually, Red Rings?
Well, the new Jasper models are supposed to be pretty sturdy.
Yeah.
Which are out in the wild now.
New controller with improved D-pad?
Hope so.
I don't think it's going to happen. Live to go free? Never.
Yeah, I don't know. Never. I think maybe they might add the gaming online segment to be free, but I don't think live will ever be free.
Really?
Yeah. This isn't one of my predictions, but I'm saying in terms of Jack Bauer, what he says, like I can't see them just getting rid of that source of revenue.
Yeah.
But I can see them being like, okay, maybe we'll do something with the online game. Because that's the biggest complaint, is we should be able to play our games online for free. I can see them maybe doing something like maybe weekends being free or some kind of, something ridiculous that, whatever, they can still get the money, but doesn't piss off everybody.
Okay. No storage solution for the Wii.
I'm with you there.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're already seeing, like, you know, game branded, you know, memory cards.
Memory sticks.
Like for Rock Band 2 and whatnot. So
I think they've got to do something. They've got to do something.
Hope they do.
Yeah. But I doesn't Rock Band, isn't Rock Band going to actually, aren't they going to allow pulling the information straight off the SD card, though?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So that's at least a help. I mean, that's a step. Mm-hmm. So more shovelware.
Is that really a storage solution, though? I guess
partially it is. If they see that it works for, you know, for Rock Band, they might start doing it for other things too.
Okay.
So we'll see.
But no hard drive.
I don't know. I have some sort of storage solution on my list. Mm-hmm. I don't know what it's going to be. It could be a hard drive. It could be something else. But you know, I just think that they have to do something. It's just they're losing. Mm-hmm. Too much potential money, and Nintendo loves to make money. So,
true that.
I mean, I really think that they're losing out on all the downloadable content that they could be doing for Rock Band. I mean, look how much shit is out there Rock Band.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
You know.
And WiiWare is kind of slowly but surely coming into its own as well. There's been some you know, pretty cool titles released for it. So
yeah, and the more games that get put out, the more they need a storage solution.
Indeedy.
And right now they don't have one. They don't have one that's good enough.
They're stupid, though.
more shovelware. No doubt.
Of course.
No doubt.
That's like saying the sky is blue.
I know. Just like Activision to release a minimum of 7 Guitar Hero games. No doubt.
Yep.
All right. There were a couple Metal Gear ones. Jack Bauer said Metal Gear Solid to stay exclusive.
Yeah.
It's tough.
See, it's really tough, and it's like that horse has been beaten so many times.
Yeah.
I don't know,
I really think it's going to. I really think it's going to stay exclusive to the PS3. You know,
I think it will in its form right now, but I honestly think like once they do, because they are going to do like their re-release of it, I honestly think it is going to go to 360 as well. Hmm. And so I think as it stands right now, yes, it's going to be exclusive. When they have their Metal Gear Solid 4. Subsistence triathlon to whatever. I honestly think it's going to be on both.
Okay. What about a Metal Gear teaser at E3?
Don't think so.
No, I don't think so. Not Metal Gear. I actually do think he's kind of moving in different directions right now.
Yeah, I think he is too. I think he wants to work on something else.
For a little while, yeah.
Hopefully
can I have
something...
a fucking Snatcher remake?
I was just going to say that. Hopefully it's something like Snatcher.
Police Knots even. Come on. Been waiting so long.
Would be cool.
Cool. Well, that's it for voicemails and emails, right?
Yep.
All right. Let's do our
well,
shit.
What else we got? Who should we start with?
Are we going to start? Should we start with Nintendo?
Do we have to?
Yeah, let's do that.
Oh, I suck so bad at this.
That's all right, though. It's fun.
I didn't write it down.
Well, just say what's on the top of your head. Okay, Nintendo 2009. Go, Jason.
long shot, but hopefully we're going to see some more hardcore titles aimed at the hardcore market, or we're going to see some IPs resurrected like Kirby or Kid Icarus or something like that. But okay. I think what I actually wrote down was Nintendo will let itself into our heart again.
Think so?
I'm hoping so.
Let's hope so.
I've got a long history with the Nintendo, and they've been fucking me for too long now.
Yeah, really.
And it's time for them to make good.
Time for them to give back, huh?
Yeah.
But
we're seeing stuff like, what is it, Mad World?
Yeah, Mad World looks cool. Pretty cool, man. I gotta admit.
Yeah.
I thought
if it sells well, we could see more of it.
Yeah. I think a new Zelda is going to be announced this year.
I was thinking about that. And
yep, that's possible.
So.
Yeah, I wouldn't doubt it.
I'm thinking so.
I wouldn't.
In fact,
doubt it.
I wrote it down. I spelled it Zledda.
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 Yeah. Zledda. Chris, right. Anything from you?
I think you guys will both agree with me on this one. No price drop this year.
Right. No need to.
Yeah.
I'm saying no price drop, but I'm saying sales are going to slow down.
Yeah.
Level out. No,
well, we said that last year, too.
Yes. Well, I didn't say it last year.
Well, I did.
I don't know. It's amazing how consistently solid, you know, like DS sales are, like year after year.
It's ridiculous.
Yeah, and it just baffles me. It's like, hasn't everybody bought one yet? I don't get it.
But I do think the new Wii is also going to be announced.
I do too. I have that written down.
The new HD Wii announced.
I have that written down.
HD Wii. Because
I think there's going to be no changes. Basically, it's going to be like a DS upgrade. It's going to be like, this is the Wii, but it's going to have maybe some kind of bigger storage unit in it, like built in, and it's going to be, it's going to support 720p, 1080i, or whatever, or 1080p.
I'll say no to be a bastard.
All right.
To be contrary.
That's why it's fun.
I think when the DSi comes here, it's going to flop compared to the Lite.
Oh God, yeah, I think it will too. I don't think North Americans flock. Oh, actually, no, I can't say shit.
You underestimate the naivety of Americans.
Yeah, but think about it this way: they're not going to take the Lite off the market. They can't. So you're going to see the Lite, which is still priced at 130, and then you're going to see the DSi, which is priced at, you know, whatever it's going to be, like 180.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, people are going to go for the cheaper option more likely, and you know, especially for those people that are like, oh, there's no backwards compatibility, there's no, you know, GBA cartridge slot, you know, the people that know about that,
which
and,
is
and value
they're
that,
the minority. They're the minority.
That's true. They are the minority.
That's
you're right.
Us.
Yeah,
that is us. But yeah, and I think that, you know, there's going to be some pissed off parents too that are going to get a DSi and Guitar Hero for their for their kids, and they're going to find out, oh, I can't play this on the DSi, and they're going to bring it back, and they're going to be pissed, and that's my thoughts.
Then GameSpot will say, oh, you opened it, oh, we can just take and trade in value for this.
Yeah, we'll give you $15 for it. Yeah. that's everything for me and Nintendo.
That's basically everything I got too, in a nutshell.
Cool. Where do we want to go next? Sony?
What's next? Sure, let's do Sony.
Killzone's going to be huge.
That's my number
shit,
one.
That was my whole list right there.
That's. I'm going back on my old prediction, which was last year. I basically said Killzone was going to sell a lot, but be a critical flop. I now think it's going to be critical success, and it's going to sell a shit ton. It's going to be the first true killer app for the PS3 that actually moves a lot of consoles and gets things snowballing.
Well, I would say that Metal Gear did a pretty good job of that. I think Killzone will do better
for a month, or maybe
two. I'm with Chris on that. I mean, and I think you were that way too. I think you've actually called Metal Gear Solid a killer app.
I did, and I still think it is. It definitely is. But I think this is going to be on a different, like, bigger scale than Metal Gear Solid 4.
Really? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
I think it'll do better than Metal Gear Solid 4. I think it'll do better.
Yeah, I think two reasons. I think one, if they get their marketing straightened out, and if they market it correctly, it's going to sell really well at the gate. And I think this game's going to have great word of mouth as well. Because Metal Gear Solid, it does have good word of mouth, but Metal Gear Solid fans are Metal Gear Solid fans. Like, people who know the series know they like it.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas Killzone, people are like, what? So a new game that has a good word of mouth usually spreads pretty damn quick.
Yeah, and even though this is Killzone 2.
Metal Gear Solid 4 is awesome. They'd be like, oh, I played Metal Gear 2, 1, and it wasn't that great, you know, whatever. Yeah. If I didn't like it then, I'm not going to like it now. But if it's a relatively new IP, people would be like, yeah, I can check that out. Oh, it's awesome.
Well, the thing about Killzone is that how many people really played Killzone 1? You know?
Not too many.
Right, and that's the idea. So it almost is a new IP in a sense, you know, because it's not a new story or anything. They're continuing a story, but you know, most people. I mean, I never even looked at Killzone twice when it came out on PS2.
Mm-hmm. Well, hey,
same here.
I think it'll be big.
What else we got?
Jason, you have anything?
No.
Okay, I got. Well, I already said the Final Fantasy 13. I put it under Sony just because I still relate Final Fantasy to Sony. I do think it's going to make it out in the fall.
Yeah, and I don't. I had that too.
PSP 2 announced.
I got that too.
Largely focused on DLC, but they will have some kind of like physical media as well. Storage.
And two sticks.
Two sticks?
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Two analog sticks.
Yes. I think it'll still use UMDs. I think they'll still use UMDs, and that way they can keep backwards compatibility as part of the Sony family.
Yeah. But I think they'll also have, like, all their games will be released on the PlayStation Store. If you want to do it that way.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea.
That would be badass.
Yeah.
Not happening, nothing, but badass.
It'd be nice. Mm-hmm. Last thing I got, Sony, as well as third-party companies, abandoning Home.
Really?
Cut it. Yep.
Abandoning it, huh?
Yep. I don't think that's going to happen this year. I don't think that's going to happen this year.
I don't think what?
That won't happen this year.
I think it will.
I don't see it. They put so much time and effort into it.
Too much money going into it, and I think they're not getting what they want to out of it. And if it doesn't start soon, and right now Home's got a terrible reputation, and right. if it doesn't pick up within like 6 months, like halfway through the year, I can't see Sony wasting more and more money into it. I think I can just see them not phasing it out, just not putting any more money into it. They're gonna probably just keep it there, but then that's it. Like, they're not gonna add anything, whatever. Like, you know what? We'll just revamp our interface and then do it like that, because they spend way too much money on it. If it doesn't pick up, it's going to be all for naught, basically. So they're losing money on the PS3 now. They're going to be losing money throwing it into Home, and they're just digging themselves a bigger hole.
You're such an X-Bot.
I know. we'll see who's laughing comes.
I don't know. I just can't agree with that, just because of the fact that just because of how much they've put into it, you know? I really think that it's going to... It's got to be around at least this year. You know, I just think it's going to be at least this year that it's going to be around.
No, I know it's going to be. I don't mean like they're going to just stop, like, kill just the take service. It off and fuck it. They're just going to stop putting money into it.
Yeah.
They're just going to ban it. We're not going to see fewer
IKEA chairs and t-shirts for
sale. Like, we're not going to see like all these, like the Capcom room. And you know how leads are coming up now? Like, they have to get the EA room up right now for the CES, and they have the Red Bull thing.
Are they doing a Capcom room?
No, I'm just making this up.
Because that was one of my predictions, actually.
Capcom room?
A Street Fighter based room when Street Fighter 4 was released.
That'd be pretty.
Oh, that would get you into it, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
I'd buy some shirts. Back at home. But yeah, I just think towards the end of the year, they'll just stop kind of doing that. They'll still have it there if people want to wander around and, you know, dry hump people and pretend to get people BJs on the benches. Because, We will see.
Yes, we will.
Crazy shit, Chris. Because if you don't think crazy shit, people just be like, yeah, well, duh, of course that's going to happen. You got to think of something like just nuts that is so off the wall, and if it does happen, then you can be like, yeah, remember that time?
I did that already this year. I got Metal Gear for the iPhone.
That is true.
I'm rubbing my crystal ball right now.
Yeah.
Otherwise known as Lefty. Right off. Speaking of nuts. Or Lenny.
Droopy.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's all I got for Sony for right now. Maybe I'll think of something when we get as we move on.
Okay.
I have
MS.
One. The first thing I had for Microsoft is that Halo Wars is going to flop.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it probably will. Define flop though. I still think it's going to sell a lot out of the gate, but it won't sell like a million or nothing like that.
I don't think it's going to sell a million. I think it'd be lucky to hit 500,000. It'd be lucky.
Mm-hmm.
In the first month or overall?
Overall. This year,
I think it'll do more
say.
Than that overall. I just because it has the name Halo. I think there's 500,000 like uneducated Halo fans out there that will have no idea Halo Wars is a strategy RPG.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm thinking is that it's just too much of a, you know, different genre.
That they don't realize it's a real-time strategy game and just go out and buy it.
Yeah,
exactly.
I wouldn't doubt that, but I don't know. I'm putting my faith in the gamers, which is probably the stupidest thing to do in the world. But
you don't know, the game might be good. How do you know that?
I don't know.
It might be great.
It might be
the best strategy game ever.
That's
on a console,
fine,
though. I mean,
yeah,
it hasn't happened yet.
Strategy, or you know, real time strategy game, and they're not nearly as popular as shooters
on a console.
Close. No, I think I probably agree with you there. It's not going to do that well.
Agreed. What do you got, Jeff?
What else you got? Let's see. What should I start with? Alan Wake is going to be shown this year, but not come out until 2010. I think it'll be possible, at least show gameplay video at E3, but won't be out this year.
I would agree with that. I would agree with that.
I don't even care about Alan Wake. Why do people make a big deal about this game? Do you guys
I don't
get
know.
It?
I don't what is it? I mean, nobody even knows what the fuck it is.
It's a survival horror game, as far as I'm like. It's what I gather.
I saw him typing in one of the trailers, I think.
The witch?
I saw him, like, typing in one of the trailers, I think.
Yeah, he's, like, a writer or a journalist or something. I think he's a writer, and he goes to some, like, town or something, and I don't know.
That's, and there's zombies!
Are there? Yeah. I'm sold.
I don't know. It'd be such an original idea.
I love zombies.
Jason, have anything from Microsoft?
No.
Chris?
I'm afraid I'm gun shy with my predictions because I suck so bad.
Just do it, man. Who gives a shit?
Who cares if it's wrong?
No, I want to ride your coattails.
All right, Jeff, I'm going to say the one. I'm going to say the one that I know that you're going to say.
Yeah.
Mass Effect is multi-platform.
Yeah, that wasn't one of mine from Microsoft. That was one of my overall ones. But yes, I think Mass Effect 2 will be multi-platform.
Yeah, me too.
I agree. I think EA, there's, like, everyone's talking that Microsoft still owns the publishing rights from Mass Effect 2, but EA now owns BioWare, and EA has a shit ton of money, and they'll actually work something out and probably buy the rights, publishing rights back from Microsoft or something like that, or I don't know. Plus, the more people play Mass Effect 2, the better.
Agreed.
Yes.
Agreed. I think, I already said that, I think they're going to have the revised 360 announced at E3. I also think they're finally going to make the HDD standard. I think they're just, because they're going to get the price down enough, they can throw in a 20 gig or possibly a 60 into every
into
every
the console. $200 model?
Yeah.
Yeah, I could see that.
And of course, another price drop.
Really?
I don't think they're going to. We're going to see another price drop. I think we'll see what you just said, that they might get the price down enough to the point where they can throw in a hard drive.
Just throw in a hard drive. Mm-hmm. Yeah. One or the other.
I mean, how far do they have to go down? They only have to do that for. They only have to go another $20. They were selling the 20 gig hard drives for $20 at one point, right?
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
I mean, they don't have far to go with that. So I don't.
No.
It surprises me that they haven't done that yet. You know?
Yeah, believe me. I hear you. I have
shall see.
That's all I got. I can't think of anything for Microsoft. They've done everything.
I think Halo 4 is going to be announced at E3 as well.
Halo 4?
I thought they were done with the Halos.
Well, that's what they say, but I don't believe them.
No, Bungie said they were done with the Halos.
Yeah, Bungie said they're done with the Halos, but then they have ODST.
The expansion, right.
But I think they're going to announce it because they did leave. It is open for a sequel of 3. Like, even though they do close up that kind of part of the story, Master Chief is still alive, and, you know, they can still continue that on. And let's be honest here. Like, Microsoft killing off Master Chief would be almost like Nintendo killing off Mario. Like, but of course, it's different. Like, it wouldn't, like, Mario's got years and years and years on Master Chief.
Right. I mean, that's, or Kojima that's killing Solid or Snake.
Snake, exactly. So, I think it's going to happen. And the main reason is...
Don't get me started!
Halo... People might say I'm crazy because, hey, why would they announce another Halo game with ODST coming out after, like, at the end of the year? The reason I think is because Halo fans are crazy. When they see anything Halo, they crave it. I think they will show a kick-ass trailer for Halo 4, get everyone salivating, and that's just going to get a large number of people that might be on the fence to buy ODST just to go out and buy it. It's going to, like, take that hype machine and just freaking put it to high gear again. And then it's going to sell the expansion like a mofo to people who would normally be like, Halo 3 wasn't that great. I'm not interested in that ODST thing. And they'll be like, oh, cool, anything new Halo. Okay, I'm going to get it. That's my theory on that one.
All right. Makes sense.
And it's going to be made by Gearbox.
It is your right to be wrong.
Hey, here's a question.
Yeah.
And... are we going to hear anything about Two Human 2?
No.
Yeah. I think we will. I think so. I don't think that's done
yet. I think
we
will, too. I think we'll hear about it, at least.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he might mention it, be like, we're thinking about a Two Human 2, but... People didn't really like the first one. It didn't sell too well.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
so we're making,
honestly...
we're making it for the Wii.
He is a tenacious motherfucker, though.
He is, though.
That is true.
So...
And honestly, Two Human isn't that far away from being a good game.
But someone
I enjoyed it, but there are some issues that need to be worked out. And if they can hammer those out, make it 4-player online, they'd be golden. That's all they need to do.
Yeah, but let's be honest. Who's going to fund that project?
Microsoft.
Right.
I will.
Here, guys, we'll fund you again. Take another three. No, here, take another 8 years to get this out.
Yeah,
here.
Really.
Yeah. Do you guys have any like overall predictions that aren't related to?
Well, one of the things that I was gonna mention is the price, the whole like rumor of dropping game prices to $50. So mm-hmm. We already talked about that.
Right.
Okay, we mentioned Mass Effect 2 going multi-platform. Yep. I think Microsoft is going to buy some company this year.
Don't know. Wow, that's a stretch.
Well, the only two companies I put on here that would I think would make kind of sense would be either Epic or Valve. I know they're kind of like super long shots, but gotta be crazy. And because I can see Valve's kind of small. They have a good relationship. MS still supports PC. They literally sell their games on, I guess it's Steam. Actually, no, maybe they wouldn't buy Valve. Because then that would mean that Microsoft would have to do some kind of Steam. Yeah, I won't rub that one off the list, maybe.
No, I don't think you should. I think that's the reason they will want to buy Valve, is because of Steam.
Yeah.
Plus, you got to be wrong at something. Jeez.
No, I mean seriously, it's like they could just integrate games for Windows straight into Steam and be done with it. You know?
Yeah, that's true.
No.
It would just come down to
trust
or not
me, I don't want it to happen either, but it is possible. You know, I wouldn't be surprised if there's talks about it right now.
Huh. I'm already sick, Chris. Why not? Don't make it worse.
I'm trying to think what big titles like are coming out.
BioShock 2 is definitely going to be.
Oh, we'll hear about that. Yeah, no doubt.
Now I'm thinking whether or not that'll be multi-platform or exclusive to 360.
They already said it was multi-platform.
Is it multi-platform for sure?
Well, the video teaser was in the PlayStation version.
Oh, that's right too. So that's kind of a big hint.
Yeah.
Well, that doesn't really necessarily say something because Hayes trailer was when that was multi-platform, then that changed for the better.
Yeah, but was the Hayes trailer on a 360 game?
No, it wasn't actually on this. I'm trying to remember if it was, actually. I'm going to go back and check.
Yeah.
Hayes 2 for Hayes the PSP. Sucked.
Hayes 2 for PSP, nice.
Calling it.
And on a very, very sad note, I have Midway goes under.
Yeah.
They're barely hanging on right now.
Or
they get bought out by somebody, and I don't know.
Yeah, they're holding on to their DC Universe, Mortal Kombat DC Universe game, and that's just... Mm. That's all
I know.
Got.
It's not really that much of a prediction.
I'm predicting that one's going to flop.
Which one?
I'm sorry. No. I'm sorry. The SOE one. The DC Universe.
MMO. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Compared to Champions Online? Yeah, I don't think it's going to work.
I don't think Champions is actually going to do as well, but it'll have more staying power.
Yeah. I think Champions will do better than DC Universe.
Sales-wise?
Agency. Coming out this year or not?
Oh,
I forgot all about that game.
Yeah, me too. I don't know. We haven't really heard about it, but I'll throw it out there. Yes, it's coming out this year.
Yes, it's coming out.
What are you going to say, Jeff?
But we won't see Mag.
For Agency?
I said we won't see Mag.
Oh, we definitely won't see Mag. Agency, fuck.
I just want to go
I don't see it. The only
reason
I'm going to say no is because we never see MMOs on consoles. So many of them get announced and none of them actually ever come out. Never.
I would like to see more MMOs this year. I'll say that much.
You'd like to see more?
I would like to see more.
Mm-hmm. I'd like to see a console MMO. We haven't really seen one. You know, it's like, oh, here's Final Fantasy XI. It's the only one that we've had forever.
Infamous, that's coming out. I think that's going to be huge.
White Knight comes out.
Big flop. Calling it right now, flop in North America. Little bit, it's going to do a little bit better than Valkyrie Chronicles or whatever. Valkyria Chronicles. But
Torgo's interested in it.
Oh, shit. Then that's going to sell.
He drives the PS3 sales.
Fucking fun.
Ouch.
I don't know. I don't think it's going to flop. I don't think it's going to do great. But, you know, on it for a new IP that happens to be an RPG, I think it's going to do okay for itself.
Yeah. I don't think it's selling too bad over there.
It's not selling bad at all in Japan. It sold 200,000 copies in the first 3 days.
Right.
Yeah.
We shall see.
I,
predicting I'll probably play my PS3 a lot more than my 360 this year.
What?
Yeah.
Is this like a New Year's resolution or is it a prediction?
This year, no. Last year, was literally about 50-50. Beginning of the year was all PS3 because it was like Metal Gear Solid. What else came earlier in the year? I can't freaking remember.
This is just because we got you a PS3 stick, isn't it?
Well, that is the reason why the first game of the year, yes. Yeah, then it was like kind of like 360 and PS3 down the line. But next year, this year, I can't think of, honestly, besides Halo ODST, I can't think of anything on 360 that really excites me. We got Street Fighter 4, which I'm getting on PS3. Right after that's Killzone 2, PS3. Mm-hmm. Infamous, PS3.
White Knight.
Uncharted 2, PS3. Like everything, I can't think of, like anything that excites me for this year. I can't think of a single game that's 100% coming out in 2009 for 360 that I'm really looking forward to, besides Halo, and that's like the end of the year. So,
I'm gonna say this and make Jeff sad. God of War, March 2010.
Motherfuck! No, fuck off!
Come on, dude. Possibly. What month has
it
every
always
single
comes out in February, March? I know it's the God of War month, but they can't. They need that out for the holiday because everything else is coming out before that. Unless something else gets delayed. I will agree with you if something else gets delayed that's supposed to be coming out in, say, summer, and then gets pushed back to fall. Yes. I just don't want to believe it, Chris.
Yeah, well, we'll see. The only other thing...
Because when games come...
We shall see.
Yeah,
we shall see.
If it comes out in February, March, it might be better, actually, because that's a good time for a game. Yeah. Just because I could dedicate all my attention to it.
Yeah. That's all I got.
Any other bullshit we can just, you know?
The only other bullshit that I can think of is PS2 downloads off the PSN store.
That would be flipping sweet.
That would be flipping sweet. That would also mean backwards compatibility via software. So there you go.
Sega's going to announce a new console.
Oh, bullshit. Shut the fuck up.
No, I'm not even touching. I'm just kidding.
You're cut off.
Mark.
All right.
I'd buy it.
As much as we want to believe.
I'd buy it too.
Okay. Yeah.
All right, let's move on.
It will only play all Capcom fighting games in 2D scores.
It's Jason's favorite system ever.
God. Yes.
Let's make it happen.
Let's do new releases real fast.
Oh, all actually, one more quick question, personally. What game is everyone most looking forward to in 2009?
I think mine is already known.
Is it? I don't know.
White Knight, yeah.
I don't know it.
Oh, White Knight. Well, yeah, you said that, but then, things changed.
Yeah.
Reviews came out. They weren't as good. Right now, it's Street Fighter 4. That one's, nice. Yeah. That one. Killzone's got my eye as well. But
yeah. White Knight, Killzone, and Uncharted. Those are my three.
My brain waves.
Infamous, too. God. PS3 has a pretty good lineup this year, man.
That's what I'm telling you, man. It's insane.
Didn't we say last year that this year is going to be the year of the PS3?
Yeah.
Let's just say it again. Fuck it.
This year is going to be the year of the PS3.
Here we go.
Yeah. Okay. It's time they got the games to back it up.
Ride the wave.
That's right. Slap that belly and go.
The juice is loose. Slap that belly and go.
Whatever.
We're going whale spearing.
Oh, my goodness.
What? That one didn't make any sense. It's just out of context. All right, I'm delirious. We need to move on.
Let's move on. All right, that's our crystal
new releases.
Ball 2009.
New releases for the Wii next week. Neighborhood Games. That's fantastic. And Deal or No Deal?
No Deal.
No Deal. I agree. Let's see, for the DS, Bigfoot Collision Course.
No deal.
Personal Trainer Math.
Personal Trainer Math.
Oh, okay. I thought it was going to be another fitness game for spoiler alert, but this is training your mind.
That's right.
Your brain muscle.
Moon, which is a first-person shooter that I've actually heard someone talk about with good things to say. So, who knows? Lord of the Rings Conquest.
Did you guys try the demo?
Did you guys? Yeah, I totally forgot to mention that, actually, when the whole distractions thing.
Lord of the Rings Conquest?
What'd you think of it?
I didn't like it at all. I didn't play the multiplayer. I only played the single player, and not only was it boring as hell, it was just really generic, and yeah, I actually probably played the multiplayer before I finally put it, like, a, you know,
a real judgment call on it, but I wasn't impressed. It looked kind of pretty at some parts, but overall I wasn't impressed.
Yeah, right, that was my fear. I was hoping that it'd be cool, but yeah. I mean, it's a demo, it's free, we'll give it a shot.
Yeah, I'm going to try the online. Battlefront was cool. So.
What?
Cool.
Huh?
What?
Hello? What was that noise?
Huh? What?
Just a box.
Don't open that door. Sorry.
You killed the master of unlocking.
Blood? I hope it's not Chris's blood.
Blood. Oh, fuck. Don't.
Oh, there's a tangent we could be on forever. Okay.
Yeah.
Jumble Madness.
Okay. That was just what happened.
Yeah. That's it for DS. Thank God. 360 has Lord of the Rings Conquest. PS3, Lord of the Rings Conquest. Let's see. PS2, nothing. And PSP has nothing. So that is the new release list. Pick of the week.
Mahjong Lord of the Rings Conquest. PSN.
What's coming? Yeah, I was gonna say what's coming out on the PSN and Xbox Live.
Yeah, really. We need to know.
Download
that.
Street Fighter again.
Yeah,
I'm gonna throw Moon out there. That's my pick of the week. Moon.
Sure.
Everybody go buy it.
What?
Everybody go buy it.
Yeah, right.
January core.
Mm-hmm. All right, Jason. Do we have any other emails?
No, got nothing.
Nope.
Well, actually, we do have one, but I'm not prepared to give a full review on it. So, Arkham knows what I'm talking about.
Right, so, you're going to give an IOU? Now.
Yeah. next week. Well, next week, probably. Yes. Sure.
Cool. What are we doing next week, Chris?
Next week, we are having Repeat on.
Is that next week?
Yeah. He won the Find the Fourth contest, and he's going to be on next week. We're going to be recording on Friday of next week instead of Thursday, just because he's in Australia, and mm-hmm. if we record on Friday night, it's Saturday morning for him.
So that works out.
Yeah, and he doesn't have to take off a day from work. So
sweet.
There you go.
And we accommodate our guests.
His feature was consoles versus portables, and he gave us a question of the week, too. So sure. The question of the week is, portable gaming, simple time wasters or console competitors?
Boom, boom, boom.
It's a broad topic.
Yeah, it is. We'll see what kind of responses we get. You can respond to the question of the week by sending an email to email@interactivedistractions.com. You can also send us a voicemail, which, spoiler alert, did. Thank you very much. Mm-hmm. And that number is 818-528-GAME. It's 818-528-4263. You can also leave us a message at Skype. That's Interactive Distractions, all one word.
All lowercase.
I'm proud of you, Jason.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, I was like, do I have to get tagged in here?
Nope. No, I even pointed. I did the point.
He did the point, too. Wow. All yep. right. Well, Google Talk, interactivedistractions at gmail.com. Join 360 Nation for Warhawk Wednesdays. Tell your friends about us. I know. It's hilarious. It's like the oxymoron of gaming. If you enjoy the show, tell a few friends about us. And if you are on iTunes, then please leave us a review. We are up to 16 now. We had like 3 new ones when I looked back. So thank you guys for that.
Which I can't read any of them, which unfortunately sucks balls.
Really?
Did you guys hear iTunes DRM free?
Yeah, I heard about that. It's going to be coming pretty soon.
That's cool.
They said like 100% DRM free by April or something, right?
Right. And you can upgrade your old tracks, but you have to kind of pay a little bit to do that. Yeah. So it may or may not be worth it to some people.
I think I heard that on the Amplified Gamer.
Did you really?
Yeah.
God, I haven't been able to listen yet.
It's pretty good, man. You should definitely check it out. I'm sure it's good. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, Symphonia Sam kind of blew us away with his fourth entry, so.
Yeah.
And we were like, this guy needs his own show. So I'm really glad he's doing something.
Me too.
But Repeat paid us more.
What?
He promised
you weren't supposed to mention that. All right. Well, that's it. Do you guys have anything to say before we wrap up?
Something a little cryptic. Thank you, Regan. You rule. That's it. He'll get it. No one else will.
Okay, cool. Yeah. All right. Well, thank you guys for listening. Hope you enjoyed the show. And until next week, my name is Chris.
I'm Jason.
And I'm Jeff.
Play your games, and we'll talk to you next time.
Okay, I will.
Later.
Okay, bye.
Save that time.
Ouch. Save that time. Quit stealing my shit.